Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Tanga ng mga imbitasyon, maligayang nagsipagdalo sa Parliament House sa Brisbane ang ilang mga piling estudyante at mga guro mula sa iba't ibang paaralan sa Queensland nitong nakaraang Martes. Ito ay upang parangalan ang mga natatanging mga estudyante at paaralan para sa taunang BuySmart competition ng Office of Fair Trade in Queensland. Bahagi ito ng programa ng pamahalaan upang paunlarin ang kakayahan ng mga estudyante na maging responsable sa kanilang pananalapi at ang kanilang kamalayan sa mga karapatan bilang mamimili. Sa 11,000 entries, isa sa mga napiling estudyante ang 14 na taong gulang na Pilipinong si Joff Custodio. Sumali si Joff sa kompetisyon para manalo ng premyo para sa kanyang sarili at para sa kanyang paaralang Bell State School. Nang tanungin ng kanyang inang si Geraldine kung ano ang kanyang gagawin sa premyong salapi, wika ni Joff na iaambag niya ang panalo sa gastusin sa kanilang apila para manatili dito sa Australia. Si Joff ay anak ni na Geraldine at Joffrey Custodio na nanganganib na ma-deport pabalik sa Pilipinas kasama ang kanilang 4 na anak dahil ang isa sa mga ito ay hindi nakapasa sa health requirement ng Department of Immigration. Na-diagnose ng autism ang kapatid ni Jeff na si Gain. Nakapanayam muli natin ang mag-anak sa kanilang pagbisita dito sa Brisbane para sa nasabing parangal. Bagamat hindi nakamit ni Joff ang pangunahing premyo, nagawa rin naman siya ng highly commended award para sa kanyang isinumiting entry. Narito po ang ating panayam kina Geraldine, Joffrey and Joff Custodio kasama ang gurong si Shirley Brown ng Bell State School. Joff has just been given the highly commended award for his entry to the competition. Well, first of all, congratulations, Geraldine.
Thank you very much.
And congratulations to you, Joff.
Thank you.
Let me shake your hand. You must be very proud of yourself.
Yes, I am.
Yeah. How does it feel?
I don't know.
being picked from 11,000 entries, how does that feel?
I was surprised that my work has been picked.
We got Shirley Brown joining us here in Brisbane as well, accompanying the Custodio family. Shirley, thanks so much for joining us here on SBS Radio.
You're welcome.
And I understand the Bell State School just won the Commissioner's Award as well. Congratulations.
We did. It was a really lovely surprise. And now we have to decide how we're going to spend all of our money.
And one of your students, Joff Custodio, was given a highly commended award.
Congratulations to Joff. He's done really well.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well done.
So how important is this competition or the purpose of this program in terms of like building the character of students in Bell State School?
Well, it's interesting for them to know what topics are available for them to increase their knowledge of consumer rights and responsibilities. They have a general overview of various different areas of that, and then they focus in on one particular area that they want to learn more about, and that's how they complete their assessment.
Let's talk about a little bit about the ongoing predicament of the Custodio family. The Bell State School community has been rallying behind them for almost a year now. How important is it really for your students and the teachers to be part of this campaign?
Well, I think it's really important that Geoffrey and Geraldine do eventually be allowed to stay in Australia. They've contributed greatly to our school and to our community. The boys have spent 5 years at our school and they're certainly well integrated into our school. Geraldine works at our school as well as frequently volunteers to set up some displays. And of course, with Geraldine having her restaurant in town, that's been a great asset to the town of Bell as well. So we would be very sad if they were not part of our community. We've thoroughly enjoyed them and they certainly have added to our community in the time that they have been with us.
What is Joff like as a student?
Joff is very quiet in class and I think he's a very quiet, shy boy. Well, Joff, as with his brothers, participate in all activities that are offered at school and take advantage of everything that is available for them at Bell School. So a good student. and has worked well.
Was the school surprised that he put in an entry? What was the school's reaction when they found out, when they received the letter that Jeff has been shortlisted as a finalist to the BuySmart competition here in Brisbane?
We were very surprised and very excited and just very pleased that we had a winner from our school. So, well done, Jeff.
How does it feel, Geraldine? Welcome to Brisbane, by the way. It's great to finally catch up with you here.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much. It's nice to be here in Brisbane, and it makes it nicer na nandito kami to accompany our son to receive this high commendation from the Office of Fair Trade.
It was hosted by Minister of Justice and Attorney General of Queensland, Yvette Dath, who's actually aware of the ongoing case, your appeal to get your permanent residency here in Australia. So you said over the phone that when you asked Geoff what he's going to do with the prize money if he wins, what did he tell you again?
Help out with the funding for the appeal.
But how does it feel? I mean, does it worry you or does it bother you that they're very much aware of the cost that is required in terms of pursuing this appeal?
It worries me, but it also makes me proud because at least they are aware of what it costs and they are willing to contribute to that cost. Mm. So at least they all put in efforts to get us there. Hopefully we get there. We're still holding on to that hope. Waiting, but along with the wait is the hope that we eventually would get it anyway. So yeah.
Maging isang taon na, no? Simula nang kayo ay mabigyan ng refusal. Where are you now? What have you heard from your immigration lawyer? Has anything changed at all?
Not really. There are changes in the laws, but he said it might not be really, because the cost is not very significant to what they are telling that will have cost and gain. But
ito yung tungkol sa pagbabago sa benchmark cost.
Okay. Yes. Kumbaga malayo pa rin yung cost ng kay Gain. But so far, he just said to wait. So we're just waiting. We just, because there's, it says 18 to 24 months that we wait for a schedule. And what is it? 10, 11 months. So we still have 7 more months to wait.
Otherwise, just tuloy ang buhay.
Tuloy ang buhay sa amin. Ang amin na lang, no news is good news. We are still thankful to the government, even if we got refused, because they let us stay where we are and work where we are.
Pinamunuan ng Queensland Attorney General at Minister for Justice na si Yvette Dath ang programang BuySmart at ang Araw ng Parangal. Sinubukang kapanayamin ng SBS Filipino si Mr. Dath kaugnay sa nakaraang pahayag ng Australian Greens Disability Rights Spokesperson na si Senator Jordan Steele-John. Sa isang panayam sa SBS Filipino, sinabi ng senador na isang diskriminasyon sa mga may kapansanan at taliwas sa kanilang karapatang pantao ang pagtanggi ng pamahalaang bigyan ng permanent residency visa ang mag-anak na kustodyo. Nitong nakaraang Pebrero ay naipasa ang Human Rights Act 2019 sa Queensland. Sa ngayon, tanging ang Queensland, Victoria at Australian Capital Territory lamang ang mga jurisdictions sa Australia na may proteksyon sa human rights na naaayon sa batas. Layunin ng Department of Justice sa Queensland na siguraduhin kilala at protektado ang karapatang pantao ng lahat ng taga-Queensland. Tumangging magkomento si Minister Dath at sinabing ang usapin ay isang isyong pang-pederal. Para sa Radyo SBS, Celeste McIntosh.
SBS Filipino, sa radyo, online at mobile. I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.